I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Yisher koyach to each and every one of you. I'm missing a little piece of paper that I wanted to talk some thoughts on my uncle, but I'll have to do without the piece of paper. Just an announcement. Mariv is tonight at 8:15 approximately. So if we go a minute or two longer or shorter, if shorter, then we'll wait. Otherwise, we'll be okay. Mirtz Hashem. This learning should be Le'ilui Nishmas, my uncle, Harav Chaim Tzvi ben Harav Moshe Yitzchak. I received an email from Rabbi Breidowitz, Rabbi Yitzchak Breidowitz, one of my rabbanim, and he said, "I didn't know that you were related to Chaim Wasserman, and please send my condolences to your father." And he said that your uncle was one of the rabbis of the rabbis in the United States of America. He was the Rav to the rabbanim. He was an exceptional example of what it is to be a Rav. And he said his aunt and his uncle, Rabbi Breidowitz's aunt and uncle, they were friendly with my uncle, and he happened to mention that they were not observant. And they felt very close to my uncle because they did not feel judged by him. And I think that's indeed what we heard at the Beis Avel today when my cousin Hillel was talking about his father. He's sitting shiva. We're in Beis Avel in Efrat this morning. And he said that his father, my uncle Chaim, was very close with my uncle, a different uncle. He was Chiloni of Chilonim, this uncle. And they were best of friends. And he mentioned a story about my grandfather, that's my father's father, who was always of the view, how did he let his one daughter, he had five children, my father is one of five siblings, four sons and one child, that's what my grandfather used to say, four sons and one child. So, and I conversely, I have four daughters and one child. So there's the child over there. He mentioned that my grandfather would say about this Chiloni son-in-law of his, he's a work in progress. In other words, he was very accepting of him. He's never put on tefillin in his life. Even at his bar mitzvah, which was on a Shabbos, he never put on tefillin in his life till he was in his, I think, in his 80s or so. And that was the ashkafa of my grandfather being accepting, and that was also the ashkafa of Uncle Chaim. That's how he was able to be one of the founders of NCSY, and that's certainly the ashkafa of Uncle Chaim's children as well, Hillel and Daniel. Hillel is a kiruv in the streets in Efrat, and his brother Daniel is a kiruv in the streets in Pittsburgh, or of Pittsburgh making aliyah. And you see that midah is Yerusha coming from my grandfather all the way down, and Mir Tzashem will continue. Wanted to learn an interesting sugya. I don't know how we're going to cover an hour sugya in 20 minutes, but we will make a valiant attempt. A sugya that is not very known, and hopefully we'll cover. There's a minyanim here, just to put a plug, 7:30 tomorrow night is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 7:35, Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah, 7:30, 7:25, so Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah, so hopefully we'll try to cover a different sugya each of them. I'm not sure if this may take two times, but I'll try to go quickly. So we're going to cover the sugya of the Su'udas Havra. Su'udas Havra is known to be the meal that the Avelim are given when they come back after the Kfura. This is actually sourced in the Torah, when we know the famous occurrence of when Yaakov there is cooking a stew of lentils, and his brother comes, his older brother Esav comes and says, "Ten li amina adom adom azeh, feed me," right? Feed me. Sounds like I'm famished, give me some of the red stuff. It was lentils. Rashi comments that's the day that Avram Avinu had passed away. Avram Avinu passed away, and this was the Su'udas Havra. The Rabbeinu Bachya comments here, said, why is it that Yaakov is cooking it for his father Yitzchak? Why isn't it Yitzchak cooking for himself? So this is a little bit foreshadowing of what we'll cover, that the Su'udas Havra has to be prepared not by the Avel himself, but somebody else for the Avel. And Amir Tzashem, we will get to that. So that is the source. The first source for the Su'udas Havra is Yaakov Avinu cooking for his father Yitzchak when Avraham passed away. It's also these halachas. Many of the halachas of Avelus are learned from Sefer Yechezkel. Sefer Yechezkel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, your wife is going to pass away. It's also a metaphor for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says that certain aspects, you're going to act in Avelus, some aspects you're not going to act in Avelus, but be that as it may, we learn many of the halachas of Avelus from here. Much of Avelus is minag, but we also learn a lot of the halachas. For example, in Avel, not learning Torah. In Avel, not greeting. We don't say shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom to an Avel. various halachas of ni'ilas ha-sandal, not putting on shoes. We also learned that there was a halacha that is not observed today of atifas harosh, covering of the head. There's only one person I've ever seen do that, kind of, was Rav Nachum Sauer in Los Angeles. He had his hat all the way down when he was sitting Shiva. It's the only person I've seen doing atifas really with a shawl, but he had his hat down to do what he could for the halachas of atifa. It'd be an interesting topic. I don't think we'll cover it by Wednesday, but atifa, why don't we do it nowadays? Because it's a real halacha. And one of the halachas that we learn in Yecheskel as well is Seudas Havra, which is our topic. So there are three different reasons brought for the Seudas Havra. Why do we feed the Avel? So the first one we're going to go through quickly is the Beis Yosef brings from the Rabbeinu Yerucha. And he says the concept here is an Avel. The Avel is broken and is not thinking about himself. He's concerned about the death that has happened, and it's a very difficult, traumatic time for an Avel. And because of that, the Avel's not taking care of himself. This is physically, he's not taking care of himself, and accordingly, we have to make sure that he does. So we have to bring him food from ours. We have to bring him food and make sure that he eats. So that's reason number one. The second reason is brought by the Igros Moshe. It says that the concept here is mi'inyan hatanchumim. It's part of the condolences that we have for the Avelim, the Tanchumim, that we want to bring the Seudas Havra. So that is the second reason. And the third reason is actually my favorite reason, brought in the Tamei HaMinagim from the Sefer Ma'aver Yavok. He says as follows, Ki kochos hadin ata sholtin bebeisu v'chol ha-shelo. When you have somebody who passes away, a close relative, the koach of din, of judgment, of decree, is now in control over that household and over the items in that household. We could say, I'm just going to make this up, but could it be that's why Minag Ashkenaz is not to eat in the household of the Avel? We don't eat the food. Sfaradim are the opposite. I remember when I went to somebody who had passed away, Sfaradim, in Los Angeles, and right afterward, after Shacharis, there was a spread, and everyone says a bracha, and there was a mezonos, and a eitz, and a dama, and this, and 20 people, and we were there until the marav. So that is the minhag of Sfaradim. But we could say that this is probably the one of the sources for the minhag Ashkenaz tonight, because it's a gzaradin on the house. But va'anu trichim lahashpio mikochos achesed. We want to counteract that, and we want to mishpia from the koach of chesed. So we want to make sure we want to counteract the din on this house. Chesed is let us bring food and give to the Avel. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful concept of counteracting the Gzardin with the Sechesed that we can. And I would say again about my cousins who are sitting in Avelus in the various places of the world, over Uncle Chaim, I don't think you can have somebody who is a bigger Baal Chesed than Hillel, who took care of his parents nonstop, had them move into his house, and day in, day out, for literally years, he took care of his father, now his mother. So now that there's a Gzar Din, we want to make sure we can counteract that. And I would say that as well, coming to the Minyanim of an Avel is a tremendous chesed. And I see that there's a propensity, not here, Baruch Hashem, that people say there's plenty of people in Yerushalayim, plenty of people in Efrat, there'll be plenty of people to make the minyan. And if everyone says that, unfortunately, you can sew up and there's not a minyan. So we should always say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world is created for me. It's my responsibility to come, and Yeshkach again for everyone coming, and please continue. So we have three interesting reasons for the Seudas Havra. What's really interesting is who has to bring the Seudas Havra. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and another thing is the Avel permitted to eat his own food before having the Seudas Havra? So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Avel asur le'echol mishalo bisuda rishon. It's a prohibition for the Avel to eat his own meal. You're not allowed to eat. The Avel is not allowed to eat his own meal. You have to wait to have the Seudas Havra. And the Seudas Havra, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah on the Shechenim. It's a mitzvah on the neighbors or the relatives who are not availing, will add on. But the Shechenim, in other words, it's not from the house. It's not from the house. It has to be other people, as we said, to bring in the food. So the Gesher Chaim says, but what are you going to do if you don't have somebody to bring you food? You don't like dashkacha, so you don't, whatever it is, no one's bringing the food. What you can do is you take your own food and give it to somebody else and have them give it to you as the Seudas Havra. You can do that, absolutely. That would be option number two. Even if it's a grown-up children that's not, you're not supporting, you can do that as well. But option number three is you don't have to starve. If you don't have somebody to bring it to you, if you don't have somebody to give it to and get it back, then you're allowed to eat your own food. But that is, again, the last option. Interesting question. How about a wife Can the husband give the wife the sudas havra? A wife cannot give the husband because it's his food. But can the husband give the wife? So we paskin no. The Rosh says no. The Shulchan Aruch says no. Because there's nothing different. He has an obligation to give her food to start with. This isn't an extra chesed. There's an obligation. Also, it also isn't recognizable that he's doing it as a sudas havra. So we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. It cannot come from the husband to the wife. It has to come from the outside. Okay, now a very important question here is, what meal or meals are we talking about? Are we talking about the first meal? Are we talking about the whole day? Are we talking about the entire Shiva? So the Gemara in Moed Katan says as follows, Amar Rav, Avel Yom Rishon, Asu Le'achol Lecha Mishalot. Yom Rishon means the first day. The first day, this is what the Gemara says, it's the first day has to come from somebody else. And that's what Tosfos says. If the Avelim are going to eat multiple meals that day, Yerushalayim, the Kfura can be in the middle of the night, right? That's the beginning of the day. And they're going to eat breakfast and lunch and dinner before Shkia, and they're going to have snacks. According to Tosfos, the whole day has to be fed from somebody else, the entire day. That's how the Rambam paskins as well, but that's not how we paskin. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's the first meal that they eat has to be from other people, and it's the first meal in that day. Meaning, if the kfura is right before shkia, and I'm sure many people have been at a levayas that the kfura is right before shkia, and you're so close to shkia that the avelim will sit in the beis hakfaras to make sure you count that as the first day, or they're heading right to the airport, got to sit, head out to the airport. If it's they sit right before shkia, and the first thing they eat is after, is that's the next day or after tseisa kochavim, whatever the cutoff is, it doesn't apply anymore. It's the first meal on that day. It's not the first meal. First meal on that day. So that's a fascinating point. Okay, so continuing, Rav Moshe was asked the following question, Rav Moshe Feinstein, can people continue bringing food after that? Sudas Avra, Avel cannot eat by himself, and people have a mitzvah to bring it, but how about there afterward? Can you people continue bringing food? And that often happens. People have these meals, and I'm sure there are these apps online that sign up for meals or whatever, however it's done nowadays. So is that permitted? So the person who was posing the question to Rav Moshe said, I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem for two reasons. Number one, there's a prohibition of giving gifts to Avelim. Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's an Avel on a parent, you can't give them gifts. I remember once bringing something, it was the Purim, so you bring the Shloch Manot, so I brought somebody a Sefer. I brought him a Sefer, and he said, oh, I'm an Avel, I can't take the Sefer. Well, I said, okay, pay for it. So if he pays for it, it's not a gift anymore. Okay, give it to Tzedakah. I didn't say I don't want the money. Give it to Tzedakah. You're paying for it. So number one is we don't give gifts. So during Yud Beis Chodesh, the Sudas Havra is a mitzvah. But thereafter, the second day, the third day, are you allowed to give gifts? Problem number one. Problem number two, the person posting the question said it's also a chukas agoyim. It's a pagan waste. When the non-Jews, somebody passes away, they flood it, and they bring all these fancy, fancy meals, and it's in the chukas agoyim. So it's a fascinating answer that Rav Moshe says. I would think Rav Moshe would say, no, it's not a problem whatsoever. It's done. That's not what he says. Rav Moshe says, in fact, you have validity to your point, and I have not seen Talmidei Chachamim and Anshei Maisa doing this. I have not seen people bringing food after the Sudas Hora to the Beis Avel. I haven't seen it. Aval Mi'ikar Adin, fundamentally, it's not a problem. Meaning it's not done, and he goes on later on to say, we don't know the reason why it's not done, because the reason that people bring it is not she'elas shalom. They're not bringing the food to say simcha and shalom aleichem, you should have peace, because this is not the time that a novel is b'shalom and b'simcha. He says it's because of condolences. Accordingly, he says, mi'ikar din, it shouldn't be done, but mi'ikar din, it's permitted. It's permitted because it's condolences during the Shiva, but thereafter, after the Shiva, would be asr, would be prohibited because you're giving a gift to an Avel. So that indeed was the response of the Igros Moshe. Just to mention parenthetically, in the time of the Beis Yosef, he says that it actually was the minhag to bring the entire Shiva, all 7 days to bring. Why? Especially to the poor. They're not able to work during the 7 days, and hopefully we'll talk about, can an Avel leave the house? Is an Avel permitted to work? So if we have time, we'll cover that in the oncoming days. We'll see if people enjoy this, so they'll come back. If they don't enjoy it, they won't come back. But it's like foreshadowing. Maybe it sounds interesting enough that people will be sure to come back. So in any case, he says that was primarily for the poor because they didn't have food, but they would give it to the Ashirim as well to not embarrass the poor. So that was a minute that the Beis Yosef talks about. Okay, now our next question is, what can't the Avil eat of his own? Meaning, we talked about lechem. The pasuk in Yechezkel talks specifically lechem. And if we look in the Gemara, it says as follows, Avil yom rishon asu lecho lechem mishalo. He cannot eat lechem, it means bread. He's prohibited. The Avil cannot eat bread of his own. And the pasuk in Yechezkel says, v'lechem anashim lo tochel lechem. This focus seems to be bread, that he can't, on the one hand, eat his own bread. And maybe that's what we have to bring, is bread. But how about other foods? Avil gets back very hungry. He can eat everything else but lechem. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says that Avil asur le'echol mishalo sudor rishon. He can't eat. Eating includes a lot more than just bread. The implication of the Shulchan Aruch, it means everything. You can't eat your own food. That is what is problematic. So the Divrei Malkiel indeed was asked this question. How about fruit? How about other things? So he says, apparently, because we look at the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch says, le'echo, you can't eat. That is inclusive of not only bread, but that's inclusive of fruit and other items as well. And he says, in fact, we read the Gemara that limited it to lechem. Many Rishonim don't have that girsa. They don't have that text. So the text of the Gemara that we said is lechem, they just said, the Gemara really says, asur of Avil to eat of his own. It doesn't say lechem. And accordingly, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Divrei Malkiel says, how about tasting? How about tasting? It says lechol. Typically we say lechol is like a meal. How about a te'im, a little bit of a taste? He says it could be that tasting of your own is permitted, that the prohibition is eating food, satiating yourself, whether it's bread or other items. It could be tasting something is okay. We do have that distinction between eating and just tasting in various contexts. For example, before doing a mitzvah, before Tkiyas Shofar, we have a big question. Can you eat anything? You can't eat. Can you have a te'ima? But in any case, he says that even though it could be that tasting, eating a little bit is okay, the minhag is to not eat anything. The Avil shouldn't eat anything of himself until he has the Sudas Havra. That's what he concludes.
Is it an opinion to dafka eat bread or to have a...
We'll get to it. Thank you. Excellent question. Okay, well, first we'll talk about drinks. We talk about eating. You can't eat of yourself, and it applies not only to bread, other items as well. Maybe you can taste. No, it shouldn't be done also. How about a drink? The Avil gets back and needs that coffee. Right, they were up all night. They found out about the Petira at 1 in the morning. That's what happened. My uncle he passed away after midnight, and my parents found out, and they were up. My mom was up all night. My father slept 2 hours. You come back, and you need that coffee. But you have to have the Suda Savra. Are you allowed to have a coffee, a tea, something like that? So the Geshar HaChaim says as follows, the Achar Shekol Ikar Achiyuv Hu HaLechem. He goes with, because the Ikar Achiyuv of the Suda Savra is the bread. And we'll get to your question in a little bit. You can't eat your own bread, you have to eat bread. We'll get to that in a second. He says it seems to make sense that if you want to have your coffee, you want to have your tea, you want to have a drink before the Suda Savra. Again, the Suda Savra is the matir, permits you to eat your own food after the Suda Savra. Can I have something before? You can't eat before. Yeah, please.
Our shul used to send a big package from Holy Bagel to every Beit Avel. That's bread.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Perfect.
And it really fed all the Avelim, basically two or three meals. That's legitimate. Yeah.
Why did you stop?
Because we couldn't find an easy way to pay them. I mean it.
We have a lot of potential donors here. We can have a collection.
They didn't use credit cards.
They didn't use credit cards.
No, we have the money. It's not the money. The problem was, how do we pay Holy Bagel? So we did it for about 3 months, and then we stopped. Because it was a bureaucratic problem.
Well, we'll have to go to Greens then. We'll have to go to Greens. Okay. Great minhag, beautiful. Have a kium of the mitzvah of Suda Savra, glad kosher. Amazing. So if you can redo it, it's an amazing thing. Because I will tell you, the most difficult thing about Suda Savra is to remember to do it. It's very easy to forget. Everyone's involved in the Levaya, and it's very easy to forget. There's a mitzvah right after the Levaya to give the availing food. So that's a beautiful thing. And if you can restart it, it's great. Okay, so to get back to the drinks question, so here, indeed, there are some poskim. The Abi Omer also, Rav Avad Yosef, is lenient when it comes to drinks. He is lenient when it comes to drinks because the whole concept is the meal and what's included in the meal, but a drink beforehand, we would be lenient on it. Having said that, the Divrei Malkiel says that the minog is to be machmir. Eat the Suda Savra immediately. and then have your own drink. That would be the minhag according to the Divrei Malkiel. But Mikardin drinks would be okay. So to get to Elliot's question, can you have a kiyum of the mitzvah from the Avos perspective, or from the people, let's say from the holy bagel perspective? What if we want to just send them salads and fruit platter and everything, but not bread? Not bread. Are we having a kiyum of the mitzvah Sudas Avra? So the Gesher HaChaim says as follows: the kol ikar Sudas Avra tzricha lios b'lechem. The ikar is holy bagel. The ikar is lechem, bread. But he says it can be bread, it can be a mezonos, uga, cake. But the Gemara, he looks at the Gemara says lechem. We took that out as the girsa, but he says lechem. Vim hechilu tafshil. If you give something that's cooked, like Yaakov Avinu giving his father, he gave bread also. But if you just give tafshil, something that's cooked but not bread, and you gave drink and it was great, but lo lechem, without bread, lo yatsu. The people giving the Sudas Avra did not fulfill the mitzvah. Holy bagel is the way to go. It's great, because that's lechem. That's great. So the Tshuva Svan Hago says as follows: Dinir la nius dati shetzarech lechem dafka. It's Rav Moshe Sternbach. We should be well and healthy. He says it has to be lechem. It has to be bread. That is the mitzvah of the, not only is the isser, we have the isser, yes, the not only bread, the isser is don't eat bread and any other food, but the people who are giving it have to give bread to the Sudas Avra to fulfill the mitzvah. There's the Difra Melkil, he brings the Ramban in the Taras Adam, who says maybe you can get by without bread, but the Iker Din would be to giving bread. Okay, just one last point, and then we are going to conclude. There's also a minhag to give, as we know, including in the Sudas Avra, to give adashim, as we had from Yaakov Avinu, as we started out, to give lentils, or also to give eggs, hard-boiled eggs, or to give eggs. So that's the question, what's the basis for that? So the Gemara in Baba Basra talks about this, and it says that day that Avram Avinu passes away, Yaakov gave lentils. And why was it lentils? So the Gemara brings two different reasons. Reason number one is ma adasha zo ein la peh, just like an adasha lentil, it doesn't have any open lip. It's smooth all the way around. Af avel ein lopes. Same thing with an avel. The avel doesn't have a mouth. That means the avel is not schmoozing. It's not shalom aleichem. There are halachas of how we interact with the avel. We don't greet. We don't shake hands. We'll talk about that. Maybe we don't shake hands. I shouldn't foreshadow that. There are different limitations on schmoozing and propriety and what's talked about. So the avel doesn't have a pes. So too, that's represented by the lentil that doesn't have a lip. Doesn't have anything around it. It's smooth. And also, the second reason, it represents the cycle of life, that it goes around and around. So to the lentil goes around and around. Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? The two nafkamina is, how about an egg? If it's an egg that fulfills the first imperative, that there's no lip around it, it's smooth around, but it doesn't fulfill the second imperative of the cycle of life being round, because an egg is not round. We would say based on this, the preference would be lentils, because it fulfills both of those reasons, and eggs only fulfill, hard-boiled eggs only fulfills one of them. Having said that, the Gesher HaChaim says the minhag is either one, and he actually puts eggs first. So at the end of the day is, where are we concluding? Let's try to wrap everything up right on time, Baruch Hashem. The mitzvah is Sehudas Havra'a. It is a mitzvah that should not be forgotten. There is the duality here that the Ava cannot eat of his own food, but at the same time we have other people, the Shechinim and people not in the family, that it's the mitzvah, the Avelim, to feed the Avel the food. It has to be lechem. Based on most postgame, the Isser is to not eat only food, but not only bread, but all other types of food as well. And along with the bread that we give in the meal, indeed, there should be either lentils or eggs as well. ובחנני בן הקשו רץ, הקודש ברוך הוא לזכר, יש לו לפיך חיר בלם תורה מצווה, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען סיכו, יגדיל תורה וידיר.